It's Express Spotlight. Mason Jordan with you, and we're joined by one of the stars of The Cher Show, which is a relatively new musical that you may be seeing in local theatres soon. How are you doing, Debbie? I imagine it's quite a grand spectacle, this show, to be in.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's exhausting because it's such high energy, you know. And at the same time, you know, it's a fantastic piece of musical theatre. So we have a lot of drama in there as well. So, you know, it really takes everything out of me. But I love it. I'm having such a wonderful time playing the role and sharing the stage with Danielle Steers and Millie O'Connell, who also play Cher, but younger versions of Cher. And it's just such a great, unique concept, the way the story is put together and how we go back in time to tell the story. It's really wonderful.
And jukebox musicals often get not the very best reputation, do they? Some people really look down on them for some reason. I don't know why, because you think Mamma Mia, you're having the time of your life. You think Cher, Cher. There's so much iconic songs here. But as you mentioned there, you really kind of put a lot into the story as well. It's not just song after song.
Yes, we really do. And, you know, for me, the most important thing is the narrative. And if we're serving the narrative, then it doesn't matter if the songs happen to be from one particular artist, does it? You know, as long as we're using those lyrics and utilising them properly to make sure we are delivering a story and a real, you know, character journey, then why not? You know, I think that's the actual clever part of it, is that you're using, you know, the back catalogue of an artist, and you know, you have to in a way work harder to find the lyrics in whichever songs which have meaning to the scenes and incorporate them appropriately. So actually I think we're being very clever.
Yeah, why not? And you can't complain about having to sing some of those real iconic hits.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've got 35 hit songs in the show, each one has been specifically picked and strategically put into its place within the narrative to make sure it packs a punch. And I really think it's just really been well done, and you really do get to journey through all that incredible music that she's put out over the last six decades, but also, you know, really follow the story of her, because it's about her. It's her life story that we're putting onto the stage and, you know, taking everybody on a journey with us.
And what's the pressure like to tell the story of a real life person?
Oh, there's a lot of pressure. There have been many, many musicals that showcase the life of an artist. For example, Carole King, which is, you know, the beautiful musical. But because Carole King's not as much in the public eye as Cher, I feel like we have a lot more scrutiny on us. So, you know, it's kind of harder because everybody knows Cher, you know, whether or not you know her as a fashion icon, as a global icon, as a feminist icon, a gay icon, you know, as an actress, you know, she has been there all the time. Even my mum grew up listening to Cher. So, you know, we all know her and we all might know her for different reasons. But, you know, she is so ingrained in our brains and in popular culture that there is a real pressure to make sure that we deliver. And, you know, what we don't want to become a caricature of the woman, because, you know, I know that she sends herself up a lot and people like to parody her a lot, but we don't want to go, we want to stay true to, you know, to the woman herself. So we don't want to, you know, go too far, but we also need to be recognizable enough. So it's a fine balance.
And Cher as an artist changes so much over the years. There must be so much variety and so many kind of avenues to tap into with her character and with her music.
Well, absolutely. And that's why we have three different actresses to play the part. And I think that's the beauty of it, because she has evolved so much from, you know, she was 16 when she met Sonny. And very shortly after they put out the record, I Got You, Babe. And, you know, when you think that was back in the 60s, and now we're here in 2022 and she's still out there. She's, you know, 2 weeks ago or a few weeks ago, she was on the runway at Paris Fashion Week. You know, she's still working it. And so in that respect, it's really great that you have three different age ranges so that we can, you know, really relate to each era and do it justice.
And talking about the other Chers, You got Millie O'Connell and Danielle Steers. I see in their resume, they've both been in six. Do you feel like the odd one out?
Well, I do in terms of the fan base, yes, because they came to the Cher show already with thousands of adoring fans, whereas I'm a bit of a dinosaur. I wasn't in Six the Musical, and I've been around forever, but certainly not in anything as high profile as that show. So yes, I do slightly feel like the odd one out. But however, I feel like maybe the older members of the audiences resonate with me.
There we go. Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner. How do you make each show special? I imagine the audiences have a huge part in that. But as yourself, you know, doing this show over and over on a very long tour all around the UK, how do you make each night special?
Well, that is the trick for any, you know, actor. It's always the challenge, isn't it? And you've got to find ways to, you know, reinvigorate yourself and keep yourself stimulated. And, you know, being on tour is actually quite useful for that, because you visit a new venue each week. And so, you know, it takes you a few days to adjust to the sound system, to adjust to the new audiences, to the set, to how much space you have in the wings, to where, you know, the little areas where I do all of my quick changes, for example, that changes from week to week. And so you have to readjust each week. And then by the time you've got to grips with it, you leave and you go to the next venue. So in that respect, everything stays very, very fresh. But yes, of course, if you are in the same venue, i.e. in a West End venue for a year, you do have to find ways to keep things alive and to keep the spark going. And I find one of the best ways is to tap into just some, you know, classic acting techniques like the Meisner technique, which is where you're really in the moment and you're really listening and watching each other's behavior. And just by being in the moment, that, you know, that's the most truthful you're ever going to get. And as an actor and on the stage, it's the most alive and fresh it's ever going to be. So that always helps keeping things nice and alert and alive.
And I guess this show is a really easy show to convince people to come and see, because it's Cher.
Oh, absolutely. It's Cher. It's the music of Cher. It's the legacy of Cher. It is her incredible life story. And, you know, one of the things that I loved getting to talk about in the show is the fact that, you know, she was an Oscar winning actress. And a lot of people forget that. She is a heavyweight, you know? She's been there, done it, got the T-shirt.
Oh, got the Oscar. Never mind the T-shirt.
Yes, and many more accolades as well.
Lovely, Debbie, you've been amazing. The Cher Show is at the Mayflower Theatre from the 3rd to the 7th of January next year. And you can get your tickets now at mayflower.org.uk. Debbie, thank you very much.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Express Spotlight.